Why does God allow evil to persist in the world? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClelland, and I'm John Gager. Alec is a Christian apologist who speaks around the world and has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Alec, this is a tough one for Christians, but we need to be prepared for it.
John, could there be a reason God would allow evil acts to take place without stepping in and stamping them out every time? Right off the bat, God created us with freedom, and he doesn't keep snatching it back every time we try to do the wrong thing. Freedom comes with responsibility. Actions have consequences. However, it's worth considering that God may step in and save us from evil, a lot more than we give him credit for. Think of great escapes, surprising interventions that rescued you from a dangerous situation. Yeah. Just maybe there's a heavenly explanation. But there's an important reason to believe a good God would allow evil in the world, and that's to get our attention.
Yeah, there is something about brokenness and pain in this world that kind of sobers us, enough maybe to turn our face toward God.
C.S. Lewis said, pain is God's megaphone, and it's necessary because we regard God as an airman regards his parachute. It's there for emergencies, but he hopes he'll never have to use it.
Exactly.
But how many people are free-falling through life without giving God a second thought until all their hopes and dreams come crashing down?
Yeah.
We get fixated on the here and now. God's primary concern is for eternity. And changing your perspective on that changes everything. That's why the Apostle Paul was not overwhelmed by the problem of evil. He knew earthly suffering could be outweighed by heavenly glory.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClelland, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, go to reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.